Nobody knows how far it is to the bottom of the sea where it's at its deepest. If you could see it from the surface, it might surprise you. Were it stormy and the waves are as high as mountains, or were it sometimes so still that you can see how the sunbeams thrust down thousands of meters, there once lived a little mermaid with her father, the king of the sea. A castle protruded out of the sand dunes, shimmering more clearly than the mussel's mother-of-pearl shells. Red flowers climbed up green stalks that twisted around the walls of the castle where fish swam in and out through the open windows. The little mermaid would feed the fish and swim alongside them, or ride at an underwater gallop on the seahorses that lived in the castle's stable. And when she sang in the halls of the castle, song bubbles streamed out into the water, and starfish, crabs, and all the inhabitants of the sea would gather to listen. The Little Mermaid's life was simple and easy, and every day brought new exciting adventures as she played hide-and-seek with eels and with sea urchins who rolled up under boats that had sunk and been wrecked long ago. The castle's most magnificent hall had the biggest mirror of all, and in it she could see her face, her long red hair, her sea-blue eyes, and the lower part of her body, which was that of a fish with shiny scales around its tail. She had everything that a little mermaid could wish for. But one day, while she was sitting, as she always did, on the castle's highest tower, she thought about what it might be like above the surface of the water. Occasionally, she had seen enormous shadows gliding along up there, and she had heard about things called ships. On land, there were countries and towns and cities and houses where humans lived, apparently. She wondered what a human might look like. On land, you wouldn't need a tail. Humans were said to have a pair of legs and 2 feet to walk with. But could they think, talk, and sing? And what did it sound like when they laughed or cried? Did they have clothes? And if they did, what did they look like? What did they eat? Fish and prawns, maybe, or herring and mackerel? They certainly wouldn't eat mermaids. Of that much she was certain. She had, of course, seen the landing nets the humans lowered into the sea, but she had never heard of a mermaid being caught in one. Were there kings on land as well? Did they have a crown on their head like her father did? And did they celebrate birthdays? And what was it like when humans got married? The more she pondered on these things, the more she yearned to be able to go up on land and see it all with her own eyes. It might not even be true. It might just have been a story that her father, the king, had told her when she was little. Time passed, and she ended up spending all her time sitting and thinking about these things. And at night, when she couldn't sleep, she sat at the window and looked up through the deep, dark sea at the yellow moonlight and the stars that twinkled in the sky far above the surface. She dreamed and fantasized that she could talk to humans and swim together.